5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
And of course the goat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
So I need to come back and bring the standard back up.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good. So this week's it for me. I'm doing two shows with you, Fat, and then I'm cutting you loose. I've had a gutful. I can only carry 130 kilos of useless fat for so long. All right? I've had enough. Jim. So these I've given you today. I'm giving you tomorrow. I'm going to show you how to do it. And then after that, I'm letting you go and you can bloody run your own race from there on.
Good. Good.
All right, Fat? But before then, I'll tell you what we've got. Nice show today. Mick Molloy. Speaking of blokes that want to trim you up, of course, the mayor of Richmond coming into the grand final. Look forward to that. And then hump day quiz. Mm. And we're going far and wide here for a nice little match-up later on in the hump day quiz. Hello to you, old grand final Bins Brownless.
Bins Brownless is on fire, Jimmy boy. Two very good shows already without
Haven't been, actually. Let me tell you.
Because I get a bit of say. I get a bit of space. And, I can
and that's
get
what
out
happens.
There.
Yeah. As soon as you get say, the show just falls apart.
I tell you what, Jim. You can't get a better week in G-Town than this week. Let me tell you. The Ugg Boot Cup, the Geelong Cup. What a great cup it was. What a great meeting it was.
Yes.
And then, of course, Saturday. Oh, come to Papa. Wowee.
What are you thinking, Fat? Have you got a good feeling in your fat guts?
I have. I've the mojo is back for the Cats. There's no doubt about that. Right. The mojo is back. They're playing good footy.
Yes.
They'll do it for Danger. They'll do it for Gazza. There's too many good stories there. Right. So at the minute,
Hawk.
I'm quietly confident.
Sore throat?
Did he train today?
Hawk?
Well, we'll go to that. We've got to go to Rappi
first. Well, I'm just asking you because you would know more than anyone. Right.
It's just a little cough. You get off kids, Jim. When there's so many kids in the hub, you get these little coughs. But, hey, Rabs, I hope...
He's now gone to...
Sorry, mate.
You're going. Hey, Rabs, what?
I had a great line.
Well, go on, give
it to us. Go on,
go on. Rabsy, I hope you're feeling positive and testing negative.
He's now gone to Royal Sydney. And that's where he started years ago.
Oh, Rich. What happened there?
I think he swallowed the teeth.
Oh my God! Wow. What a great man, Richie Benno. Sadly missed.
What was that line you just did, though?
Yeah. What did that mean?
Well, I hope you're feeling positive and testing negative. Yeah. It's just a nice little
really
worth waiting.
Yeah, I'm glad we ran it again.
Well, just because I say Rabs, you don't have to hit the button straight away. You've got to get some craft about
it. He's now gone to Royal Sydney.
Righto, here we go.
Come on.
Plenty going on. And what about the Port Adelaide coach, Ken Hinckley, now has been named the Alan Jean Senior Coach of the Year for 2020.
Yep.
This is interesting, Jim. Second time he's won it. He won with 236 votes. Chris Fagan, 191 votes. Chris Scott, 154 votes. They're the top three.
Yep.
I assume Dimmer would have come fourth. But what happens if Dimmer and or Chris Scott win the grand final? Surely they're coach of the year.
Coaches Association Award.
Voted by 150 different coaches across the competition, yeah.
I think I'm right in... Well, I know I'm right. One year, Damien Hardwick won it and Hawthorn won the premiership. And he came out and said, it is not possible for Alistair Clarkson not to win this award, given I think it was their third in a row. So I don't think it is relying on who wins the flag or even who plays in the finals, but he's had a great year, Ken Hinckley.
He has.
If you think back to the end of last year, Fat, questions were being asked as to whether it was time for him to finish up at Port Adelaide, so I think that's a fair enough award.
And they were on top of the ladder the whole year.
Yep.
Except for the last week. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brad Crouch.
What? Yes.
Well, they're not on the top of the ladder, Rabs.
Well, no, the ladder finishes at the end of the home and away, and then you just have finals, Fat.
No, it still goes for the picking of the draft.
Comes back after the finals for the draft.
Yes. Brad Crouch has nominated St Kilda, Jimmy boy.
Yes, I saw that.
That's good for the Saints because they're building. They're improving. They're building.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cats might have said, mate, we've got enough going on with Jeremy Cameron and Sean Higgins, so we can't probably chase you and haven't got the money. So
we talk about the 95 Blues and the... 2000 Bombers and not even the 93 Bombers. How in God's name, Rabbits, Geelong fitting these people into that salary cap. There will be an inquisition.
Good.
A couple of properties.
Please. Just look at the names included already on that list. Then try and jam Higgins and Cameron in there. Well, tell me how it's happening.
Take out Ablett and take out Harry Taylor.
Oh, yeah, because H is grabbing a heap of your money.
Well, H got a nice little back-end contract, he did. But also, Jim, they're playing for less.
Oh,
he probably gets $1 million at the Giants. He might get 700, 750 at the Cats.
Because
they want to live live down here. They go for less.
The schools. Footballers tend to do that.
The university. Deacon, of course. You go to Deacon.
Yeah, Jeremy Cameron's going to Deacon.
27-year-old footballer's going to start going to uni.
His wife might want a job there.
The only true sentence you've just said is that the standard of living is staggeringly less there than anywhere else. So that is true.
Well, and fish. Very good fish. I've never seen such good catfish out of the catfish out of Cryo Bay are magnificent.
Oh, my God. Listen to this, will you?
Now, Tom Hawkins, what about that, Jim?
What's going on?
Gill has come out today and said he has returned a negative COVID-19 test.
Yes.
Just for one second, Jim, think, what would happen if he was tested positive? The game couldn't go ahead, could it?
No, it could. What they would do is what they did with the Essendon situation. They'd park him aside for 2 days, separate him from the group, test everyone who remains in the group, and if they were all fine, they'd all play and he wouldn't.
Wow.
That's what you'd do. But geez. I'm very glad that he has got no issue, obviously, because we all love the Hawk and he's very important to what Geelong do, obviously.
Very bloody important.
What about the forward ruck craft he's developed?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Some of that tap work to Gary Ablett Jr. On the week. A straight down the motor boat.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much. So do you want any more?
Is it enough or what do you got?
Well,
because it's a bit skinny. Only 6 minutes for old rats Brownless. Yeah, come on, Bins.
It's a big show, though.
We've got a big show, that's right.
Well, it's good to see that my Redbacks have started the Sheffield Shield season on fire.
They are terrible.
What is going on?
Mate, they are terrible. I was watching it the other night.
I can't do everything, all right? I leave that joint flying. As soon as I go, they go to poop.
And Tassie aren't travelling that well. No, Tassie are going well. And New South Wales started well. Moses and Hendricks.
Yeah, he's going beautifully.
Henrique. Well, he got 167.
Yep. All right, well, just while you're getting his name wrong, let's get to a break because Mick Molloy is going to join us next.
It is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy Brandless.
You absolute dickhead.
On Triple M. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Billy.
Before we get this man on, I just need to play a little bit of audio that I think will set the scene nicely.
Oh, here we go.
I just love the Tigers. I really love the Tigers. Just the way they all dug in. They all put up their hand and go straight in. Yeah, they went back! And just got into it and did it. And they got the job done. Well done, everybody. Everyone back to my place.
That's a nice and pissed Mick Molloy post-2017, and he joins us now. Mick, welcome.
Well, it won't be everyone back to my place this year. It'll be me in a friggin' bubble, buddy.
Sucked
in. I choose that wisely. Could be Rico. Who knows? But it's a different vibe, isn't it, boys? I'm looking out now. I'm looking at the town. It's like a ghost town. The MCG's like Norman. What the hell is going on?
What a nuffy. What a fair dinkum nuffy that was, that stuff carrying on like that.
Well, it's interesting you say that because we've also got some post-2007 audio. Rabbits, hit it, please.
I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Giants. I had the team.
Oh, Mick, have a listen to him.
You should know better. You're a professional, mate. I'm just an enthusiastic amateur.
I know, a bit emotional, mate, but all that. Now, tell us, Mick, what's going to happen? Because the Cats have got the mojo back. They're coming. They'll do it for Danger. They'll do it for Gazza, for Harry. There's a lot of great stories there.
They've been training hard. I heard they've been running laps around you all week. So, obviously, you know what? They might do it for Gary. They'll do it for Ablett. You know, it'd be great to see one of the all-time Gold Coast greats be seen off at the end of a stellar career. He's just been him. I think of Gary.
Who? Tom Lynch. You're talking about Tom Lynch.
Hey, how dare you? Hey, yeah. How's Tom Lynch, by the way? He's everyone's hero now. Everyone hated him. He goes and pats a little kid on the head and bang, you're back.
A lesson to be learned from that. Hey,
just quickly on Tom Lynch, how was that? So they hate him over there in Port. So he plays the game. He gets into the game. Port fan chucks of bourbon and coke over Lynch. And you know how much they hate him? Because it was full. That's a week's wait. Unbelievable. What about Hawkins? I'm sorry, Mr. Hawkins. Have a butter menthol and get out there.
Mick, what about Ash Barty, please? Now, were you to win? Ash, the number one tennis player in the world, hands the silverware over. You happy with this?
Not really, no. I would have gone with the local boy, Bernard Tomic. he knows the Gold Coast. He can get everyone in the Hollywood Playmates afterwards. It's just a missed opportunity. Well, either that or Wally Masseur. I would have
Wally Masseur
if I'd go with Mark Edmonds.
Bernard could have done some burnouts in his sports car.
That's right.
Afterwards.
No, she'll do a good job. It's very exciting times. I'm sure I was up there, but I'm not. Anyway, there you go.
Where will you watch it, Mick?
I'll probably watch it from the Frankston Police Station. Man, I'm watching it at home with one of my mates, but pretending that we're there. I'm quietly confident. I've already got my premiership tattoo. Did I tell you that?
No.
It's a tramp stamp. I got a tramp stamp this year. When I bend over. Hello, girls.
Imagine that when he bends over the crack.
Oh, yeah.
I got myself in trouble again, boys, shooting my big mouth off. So I'd forgotten all about this. So you know how last year I got the chole?
Yes.
So apparently when on the show this year when I revealed the chole, I've said, in a fit of madness, when I didn't remember this, and if I really have to get, I'll go the full KB.
Oh, no.
Shave and comb over. Can't even remember saying it, and now it's popping up everywhere. So I might have boxed myself into a corner here. I don't know quite what to do. Maybe I'll get it in the downstairs department.
What Bill's look would be. If you let it grow one side, Bill, you could do a beautiful comb over.
Well, Mick would need a lawnmower, a whippersnipper down there. Imagine,
be a two-man job for Jim's mowing, I reckon. What about half-cat, mate, you ruthless pricks? Got rid of half-cat.
Yeah, what did you do that for, Fat?
Well, he couldn't get up to Queensland, mate. He couldn't quarantine, that's all.
So that's it. You just take him out and whack him, do you?
He was in the Cremorne last night having a palmy and a beer. I felt a bit sorry for him, so I went and bought him a beer.
I saw him sleeping at a bus stop last night.
Well, you stop talking about half-cat. There's a lot of other things going on than half-cat, my friend.
You'll be down in Geelong having a beer like a civilised person, would you?
I am. Well, we're allowed to have a beer down here. We'll be 10 indoors. We'll have 70 outdoors, all cheering for the Mighty Cats. And if the Cats win it, I'm going to have a Gary Ablett. I'm going to have a Gary Ablett haircut. There you go.
You look like Uncle Fester. Mate, that's a good thing to do.
You got any mirrors at home? Fair dinkum.
Mate, you know what I worry about? I worry about Swan Street. Okay, if they...
Oh, yeah.
How do you social distance in Swan Street with 10,000 Richmond supporters if they win a grand final? You tell me.
No.
Cop that, Dan.
Well, what you need to do, Mickey, is put the push-up king down one end and that'll keep the constabulary away and everyone behind him can enjoy themselves.
I like your thinking.
How have you gone, Mick, without the pubs? Because when I think of Melbourne pubs, I think of Mick Malloy.
Oh, mate. I've been sighted walking around Richmond, just peering in the window of empty pubs, quietly crying to myself. I'm the only victim I can think of that's just been deprived of beer in a bar. It's incredible. I can't wait for it to be over. You know, you won't see me. Don't get between me and a pub when this lockdown's over, or you'll be mowed down. I can tell you. So. I tried to get up. It's too late, isn't it? You can't get up to Goldie now, can you?
No. You probably could. You could land somewhere and get Tom Hanks to get you in or something.
What's that supposed to mean, mate? You're saying I'm not a man of the people.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you are not a man of the people. You get a helicopter, wouldn't talk to anyone, sit up in the box with a glass.
I weighed it up. It's either, if you go up there, it's either for grand final or schoolies week. I don't think you can do both, so I think I'll keep it for schoolies week and we'll see what happens after that. I'm very excited.
There's a suite left still on the Lady Princess or whatever that boat is out in the water.
Ruby Prince.
You get on that, Mick.
Oh, mate, I would do it. Or what about the Carlton Draft Balloon, Billy? Remember the big Carlton Draft Balloon? We could get in that.
We should both get in that. I said, yeah, except it might crash land before it gets to the Gabba.
Wouldn't get over the Yu-Yangs.
It'd be interesting if we had to lose someone, wouldn't we? Keep it in the air. Where would you land it? Would you land it on the ground or the pink flamingo?
Yeah, and hit Eddie on the way out.
I love it. Hey, boys, good luck, both of your clubs. We hope it's a great game and we hope the best team wins.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this? I know it's the only serious thing I'll say. Well, how good a sporting town are we?
Yep.
You got your Melbourne Storm, your Melbourne Vixen, you got Geelong and Richmond. It's a shit year. 2020 has been a load of crap. Yep. But everyone, 100 days, all in hubs, going about the business. It gives you something, doesn't it? It gives you a little lift, gives you a little feel. So, hey, good luck, Billy. Good luck, everyone. Go, Tigers. See you on the other side.
Front
on,
Bar, 8:30 tomorrow night, 7 Network, of course, Mick, Sam and Birrarung Ma. Andy Lee's going to be involved as well. A big grand final edition.
Good on you, boys. Well done, Mick.
See you, Mickey boy.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Bill's update quiz not too far away. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. Big week for Billy. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's time for a dump.
When you go to do number twos, you get all of your clothes off. Is that not true?
Yep.
Good God, not that sort of dump.
I couldn't think of anything more horrific.
It's a Rush Hour dump where you tell us your thoughts on anything. The new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
Giving away a truck, if you don't mind. 12 months rego, third party compulsory insurance, stamp duty. Of course, cruise control, reverse camera, sat nav. You only need your standard driver's license, by the way. Valued at over 56 grand. Got some entries here, Fat. Right. Like Paulie from Tyab down the peninsula. National anthem pregame. Waste of time. I don't mind that. Grand final day, obviously, but the rest of the time, I'm not sure. We need it all the time. Mm-hmm. Nath from Berwick. Now, we haven't done this for a while, but when you're on an aeroplane and the pilot interrupts the movie to tell you how cold it is outside, who cares? Not bad.
I like that, too.
Not bad. You got one there that you like?
Michael from Capel Sound.
Capel Sound, yep.
Father's Day. And he's a father, but the over-the-top marketing for days like this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
I don't mind Father's Day. I'll get my fruit and nut, big chocolates. I don't mind that. And Hayden. Hmm. Hayden from Wallen. Dump the nomination of Ruckman at a ball-up. I love that, Jim, because that is just a waste of bloody time. Just throw it up and whoever, as long as two go up from either one side, that's all you need.
I'm 100% agreeing with you, Haydos. All right, the new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's the Hino advantage. How do people get involved, Rabbits? Bartholomew?
Head to the Triple M website, triplem.com.au. Click on the win tab, and all you need to do is tell us something that you want to dump, like all those examples the boys just gave you.
Oh, beautiful. And win yourself a truck while you're at it.
That's it. Hump Day quiz, Bill, coming up next.
Oh, wow.
How's it going to go, you reckon?
Well, as usual, it will be magnificent.
No.
I don't reckon.
No, it won't be.
And now, let's see if Billy Brownless can actually perform in a grand final.
He ran straight under the football, Brownless.
It's the Rush Hour's grand final edition of the Hump Day Quiz.
Now we've got a couple of very nice entrants. Before we get to them, of course, lots of people miss out. We get thousands of entries. Connor Hewitt, I knew it, I think it is. The show's a rabble without the King of Kings. Everyone knows that, of course. Brycey Miller, Brownless shows up and had a go, not like the Cleveland Browns. What happened to the Browns?
Well, you knew it was going to happen,
Jim. Almighty. Still 4-2, but the absence of Nicholas Chubb hurting me. Mike Ruggiero, I think it might be. Fats career, Brownlow votes 24. King of Kings batting average 42. Another aspect in the mayor of Claremont's life that's twice as good as Fat. See, these people are starting to understand what's going on here, Fat.
Todd from Bowen Eds. Want to wish Rabble good luck on the weekend. And Braden Dixon, rename the show next year to King of Kings and the Bins.
Jake Dempsey, why the hell would you want to be a part of this quiz? Shambles from you, Decoy. Just branding your decoy, Fat.
Well,
Brad Howlett, unlike Bins Brownless, I managed to get one of the four grand finals I played in. Because I'm getting fat like Bill and love frothy, says Daniel Caddy. So these are the people who couldn't get in. But we've got a couple who have, Bill.
We have indeed. We've got Michael over there in Mandurah, WA, Jim, who's a Cat supporter. G'day, Mickey boy.
Hey, Knackers, Jim, Rudgie, how are we?
Hey, Mickey, I worked in Mandurah for 2 years on the local newspaper down there in about 1986. It's a very different place now.
Oh, she's pretty busy, mate. Plenty of golf courses, though. You'd love it now.
Mate, so and the canals, all the beautiful beach houses on the canal. It's turned into a superb place.
It has. Yeah. You confident that day, Mickey boy?
A little bit nervous, Bill, but I reckon we got it.
Right, a little bit Ian Nankervis.
Ian and Brucey. You can throw Brucey in there as well. Who's he playing against, Mick?
Well, he's playing against Carl. Carl is from Perth also, Jim.
What?
Come in any time, Carl.
Carl.
It's Carl, mate. Bloody hell, fat.
Not Carl. It's Cal. There's no R in it, fat.
What kind of name's Cal?
He's Callum, mate.
He still can't say it. Cal. Bill. C-A-L. Cal.
I'm calling him Callum. Oh. Who do you barrack for, Callum?
The Mighty Kangas, mate.
That's it. Good times ahead for us, Cal. They're just minutes away.
Are they still? I don't know. I think they're in the VFL.
Have a listen to Smug Fat.
You got no players. Yeah. You got no coaches, no players.
Nah, we'll be right, mate. We'll be right.
Cal, just when I feel like, because I'm a big Chris Scott fan, just when I feel like I want Geelong to win the grand final, Fat comes out with shit like that, and now I hope they get their ass kicked.
I know, mate. He's a bit of an embarrassment, isn't he?
No doubt. Well said. Cal. There's one already for Cal.
No.
There's one on the board already.
Callum Murray, good luck, and also Mickey Boy. There's six questions, and what about the prizes? Oh,
what do we got, rabbits?
Sherlock Steel, Trey, Will Burrow. They are unbelievable. It's the cart that lasts long. You can grab them from Bunnings Warehouse. And how's this? A grilled voucher and Brick Lane beer to match. Oh. It's the perfect combo to watch the Melbourne Storm win on Sunday night.
Beautiful. All right. Now, scream your name out if you think you know the answer. Fat, how many questions we got?
We got six today, Jim.
No, we can't have six.
Why?
It needs to be an uneven number so we can separate the winner from the loser.
No, I've just had a listen to him, and I reckon Mick wins easy. Oh! So I'm giving old Callum Murray a chance here with six.
But you bloody owe me, mate. You sold me a dodgy photo once.
Hello?
Oh. Where?
Are you doing a bit of out of the boot work at the sporties?
Where are you talking, Cal?
No, you did a sporty once with you and your little rodent, mate, and I bought a picture and it had a fake signature on it.
Oh! No! Come on, okay.
I got ripped off twice. I got the fake picture and a recycled lack of band story.
Oh, he's got your measure,
Let's get on with the midweek quiz. Everyone loves the quiz. Righto, you ready?
I love that.
Number one, it's a multiple choice, okay, Cal? That means you got to wait and see what A, B, C, or D is, right? During the 2007 Geelong Port Adelaide Grand Final, what was Stevie Johnson telling his teammates and opponents to call him? Was it
Michael. A? Cal.
Michael.
It's Brownlow, wasn't it?
Oh, Michael, you jumped in.
Jumped in, and now Cal gets all of the clues here, fat boy.
Was it Norm?
Oh, he doesn't know.
He didn't have to read them.
Oh, there you
Jim,
go.
I'll tell you. A was Chompers. B was Superman. Superman.
That's it.
Superman even. C was Dickhead, and D was Norm.
Wasn't it? Fat, wasn't it in the three-quarter time huddle? He just kept ignoring he said, look, not until you call me by my proper name am I going to speak to you.
It was, but it's a badly written question, Jim, so.
I love that. So I'm not talking to you until you call me Norm, he reckons.
Spot on. It was a three-quarter time, and the boys are going, come on, Steve. He goes, no, Norm. Hey, he did well. He went out for lunch with Jeremy Cameron, tried to keep him at the joint.
He took one look at those teeth and pissed off.
Come on, Chompers.
What are you doing, Chompers?
This is an audio question, so wait till you hear it, Callum, all right? Here we go. Who is this?
Australia without rugby league is not Australia. Rugby league has been a fabric of our society.
Cal.
A tradition of
Peter Valandis.
Oh, have a listen to Cal.
Wow.
Jeez, this is what North Melbourne bring. Just excitement.
Are you still there, Mickey?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Come on, Mick.
Righto, Mick.
I got it.
Try and turn Cal off, Rabsy. Right, Mick. Who played their first AFL game in the 2019 Grand Final?
Michael. Marlon Pickett.
Pickett. There we are. 2-1.
Number four. Name the two people who have been chosen to present the Premiership Cup.
Michael.
Ian Nankervis and Ash Barty.
Two all. What's happened to Brucey? Because Ian and Brucey go everywhere together. You can't have one without... Is Bruce still with us?
Yeah, Bruce lives in Geelong. Right. Ian lives in Queensland.
Because normally they're a double act, Ian and that's Brucey. Right. I actually thought that was one person's name. Ian and Brucey Nan Curvis.
Ian played 325 games for the Cats, first player to play 300. And Bruce played about 270, Jim. So very good players.
Yep.
All right, this is question five. Two all. It's a humdinger.
Ring a ding ding.
Ding ding ding. How many premierships have North Melbourne won?
Cal.
Four.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice work. All right.
Well done, North. Now, you've got to have a listen to this. This is an audio question, and we need you just to say a one-word answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rabsy?
Buddy tackle by Muller. Score! Dropping the ball. Boyd took the advantage and played on from inside the centre square. Boyd's kicked the goal. From inside the centre.
What did Brian say?
Yeah, Michael.
Cal, I reckon, snuck in first.
Surely I can't drop the magic on air.
Yeah.
You got to say what he said.
All right.
Oh, yeah! Oh, no.
Hey, Cal.
A bomb.
You can't swear on air, mate.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Sounds like you, Jim, when you face in the
Otis,
net.
Otis oh, Gibson. Well. Oh, well. Hey, Cal.
Yeah, mate.
When Bill chooses wrongly to try and put SH1T on you about the Kangaroos winning four premierships, you can bring up with him the fact that, just say to Bill, you can say to him the following question, how old are you, Bill? And Bill will say, I'm 53.
53.
So that means that you were born in 1967. Between 67 and today, who's won more premierships, North Melbourne or Geelong?
Be the Kangaroos all day.
We'll wait till the weekend, boys, because it'll be four. And then it'll be,
you win on the weekend, because that'll make it four all. Otherwise, we're in front. I say the same thing to Fat Bristle every time. Collingwood have won two in that time, and North have won four, so gem.
Hey, Cal, how's that memorabilia?
Still pretty fake, mate.
Hey, Cal,
I might have to take it out of the bar and put it in the toilet instead, I reckon.
That's it.
You can choose from a Sherlock Steel wheelbarrow, mate, or a $50 grilled voucher and a slab of Brick Lane beers.
Oh, those wheelbarrows are good.
I'll go the froffies and the feed, please, mate.
Oh, nicely done, Cal.
And Michael.
Michael.
Yes.
Hey, mate, those wheelbarrows are super. I've got mine. I use it every week. It just gets better and better the more you use it.
Please.
Actually, you can have Jim's.
In the garage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can actually have Jim's. It's brand new.
They're available from Bunnings Warehouse, by the way. Sherlock Steel, and they are bloody good.
Superb. The best. Hey, well done, boys.
Yeah. All right, cheers. Cheers,
guys. Enjoy being in the West and being able to live normally.
Yeah, we'll do. Love it.
Phil's joke's coming up next. It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. On your home smart speaker,
hey, Google.
On the Triple M app, and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Jamie and Billy. Oh,
tomorrow, big show coming up tomorrow. Have not spoken to Damien Barrett all week, and he is going to have every bit of grand final news coming your way tomorrow.
Yep.
We also speak to the great MG, Mark Geyer, a Penrith Panther legend, ahead of the big grand final up there, Fat.
Bum sniffer.
Oh, yeah, I bet you don't call him a bum sniffer when he comes on.
I would
belt the lumps out of you, Fat. And that would be a belting. And also an idiot song.
Oh, we've got, please.
And I like that too, Maddie in the booth doing a superb job. So, I come back and the show gets straightened up. That's a much tighter, nicer show we've just had.
Yes. But we're looser and we like it looser early. Rabs,
what does that mean?
No idea.
No one thinks any of those words are either appropriate or accurate. So we distance ourselves from them as a station and as a show. All right. Joke?
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All right.
And this is a loose joke, by the way. Have we got a sponsor?
We haven't had a sponsor all year for your joke.
Your jokes have been that bad, no one wants to sponsor them.
Oh, my mate, the glass man, does. I'll get on to him, Jim.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good, just as we're about to
second
wind up
last
for the
show.
Year.
It's a little poem.
All right.
Okay, Jim, are you ready? Old MacDonald had Tourette's, E-I-E-I.
Oh, Fat! You can't be government. What the hell is that?
It's a nursery rhyme.
It's not a props. just dropped a bomb on us.
I just want to see Dad telling that at the dinner table.
I don't think he will. Come on. We're better than that.
No, we're not. Oh, anyway, that's a good show. Good finish. Crikey. See that, Jim? I start it well and I finish on the bookends and you just come in at the middle. Yes, we can.
One more show, Jim.
One more.
What is it you can't face?